making a soul bargain. Healing the split between love and spirit is the goal of this recording, and I will give practical suggestions to that end. I recommend, wherever possible, that you and your beloved both try them. The first loving practice addresses doubts you may have about whether a higher love has any kind of accessible reality. Look at the following list of things that love is supposed to accomplish. Love is meant to heal. Love is meant to renew. Love is meant to make us safe. Love is meant to make us certain without doubt. Love is meant to oust all fear. Love is meant to bring peace. Love is meant to bring us closer to God. Even if this list strikes you as unrealistic, I want you to make a soul bargain with love that any or all of these things will come true for you. Write down what you want from love. If it is a real force, love will respond. Make your list as complete and specific as you can. For example, love is meant to heal. I want to heal my anger toward my father. I want to heal the love I couldn't give to my children when they needed it. Love is meant to renew. I want to feel renewed enthusiasm for my work. I want to renew my sense of being young. Love is meant to make us safe. I want to feel safer with other people. I want to feel safe when I go outdoors for my morning run. Once you have detailed everything, the bargain is complete. Put the piece of paper away in a safe place. You have announced to your soul what you want, and it is up to love to respond. Rest easy and be attentive. Don't dwell on your list or try to make it come true. There is nothing you need to do except this. When you feel love, act on it. Speak your heart. Be truthful. Remain open. This is how you align yourself with love. At the end of a few months, take out your list and read it over. Ask yourself how much has come true. You will certainly be surprised. Asking for love is one of the most difficult things for anyone to risk. Yet, you open a door that will never close again. Spirit is the real you beyond all divisions into good and bad. Love exposes this reality, which is why falling in love is a blessed state. First, there's a tremendous emotional opening, a liberation. Your whole being flows toward your beloved. The secondary effect is a release of cares and anxiety. Even if you had no spiritual background at all, you would have tasted the soul's sweetness by falling in love. This blessing of falling in love comes from spirit, but it can be blocked by ego. Ego is responsible for protecting your self-image. It creates the compartments where everything undesirable about you has been hidden. This is the problem of duality. By dividing good from bad, right from wrong, we essentially insist that parts of ourselves are unlovable. We turn ourselves into packages which seem to contain only good and worthy things, but if another person ventures to love us, the whole package spills open and a lot of what it contains isn't so nice. And society reminds us, day in and day out, that this is not a world where love is safe. We are surrounded by so many images pretending to be love. We are saturated, drowned with images of romance from books and films, bombarded with sex from advertisements, and goaded on all sides to become more attractive in order to win attention from a perfect lover. All of us believe in duality, the perception that people are separate. But part of us hates living in separation. This part of us calls upon love to solve the pain. If only we can find someone to love us, perhaps the separation will be healed. Most men, for example, feel a lack of tenderness, which they hope to find in a woman. Most women feel a lack of strength, which they hope to find in a man. Whatever the need is, the person who fills it